Well, it looks like El Paso Independent School District has made it official, Bob, and we're starting to see some more details of the contract with the new superintendent, including the pay, which is curious.
Yeah, it's certainly an interesting issue. And so this week, the school board ratified the hire of Diana Saavedra as the new superintendent for El Paso Independent School District. She'll start on January 4th. She replaces Juan Cabrera, who resigned a little over a year ago amid quite a bit of controversy. So we took a look at the contract she was given. In recent years, superintendents in El Paso's large school districts have been very well compensated. In the three largest districts, they've generally made $300,000 or more in base salary, plus a lot of benefits. Dr. Saavedra, who is coming to El Paso from the Fort Bend ISD outside of Houston, has a starting salary of $277,000 a year, which is a lot of money. There's no sugarcoating that. But it is fairly well in line with what superintendents of districts this size get paid in Texas. But it is much lower than what Juan Cabrera had been paid. Even his starting pay in 2013 was higher, and he was hired at $285,000 plus benefits. She's not getting many of the benefits that he got. So it does seem to be an effort by the school board to sort of bring things back in line a little bit. The contract also prohibits her from doing consulting work, which is what got Cabrera in trouble. He was spending a lot of time outside the district. So they definitely want her focused on the community. There's an interesting conversation going on our Facebook page about this. Obviously, a lot of people are happy that a salary is more in line with what other districts are paying. But there's also an interesting argument going on about you finally hire a woman and you pay her less than you were paying the men before her. So very good conversation, very important conversation.
Yeah, white women making what? Is it still 78 cents, Bob, or up to 80? But Hispanic women, make less than that still. So it is something that we can't help but think of.
Yeah, that's an important topic. The same thing happened with the city manager job here, by the way, when they hired a man for city manager. They paid him much more than they had paid the woman who had held the job for 10 years before.
Well, let's not get off the topic of schools just yet. Districts all over Texas are being asked to go through their libraries. What's happening in our region?
School books have become very politicized, especially around LGBTQ issues and issues of race. And so a couple of weeks ago, we had a story about how the Canutillo School District had faced a challenge over a memoir called Gender Queer that was written in a graphic novel form by a person who explored identifying as transgender. There are some very graphic images in the book that parents objected to. The Canutillo School District has a very formal process set up to review complaints like this that involves parents, teachers, and librarians. That committee voted 8-1 to reinstate the book into the school library. The parents who brought the objection now have the ability to appeal that decision to the school board, but we're not sure because they haven't really commented to this point on what their next steps would be. But it's very rare right now for a school district in Texas to take that step. A lot of other districts have been sort of defensively and reflexively pulling books off of the shelves to try to prevent them from being criticized.
Interesting. Well, with a little bit of time we have left, Remain in Mexico has restarted. And, what can we expect for those people who have to go back now and wait for their asylum claims to be heard?
The key issue is that the Biden administration has promised to make the process safer for migrants, but a lot of human rights activists are asking, how can you make it safe to force people to live in a very dangerous city like Juarez, where they're not familiar with the environment? And so our reporter Renee Klajic has a good look at what's really going on the street levels as migrant protection protocols Remain in Mexico began this week, and the administration decided to restart the program here in El Paso. So we've had a small number asylum seekers return to Mexico this week.
Really seems like one of the all-time great misnomers.
It is a name that George Orwell would smirk at.
Thank you for the updates. You can find these stories and more at elpasomatters.org. Have a great week.
You too. Thanks so much.